Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, April 23rd. I'm Mark Daniels. We are only a couple of days away from the 2024 NFL Draft. It'll take place in Detroit, but there'll be plenty of action at Lambeau Field, which is where General Manager Brian Gutekunst held his pre-draft news conference on Monday and said, you know, this is kind of like Christmas week for my scouting staff. In fact, for all of the football operations.
They start on this thing 2 weeks after every draft, and the amount of work they put in, the time they spend away from their families, the time on the road, just very appreciative of their work. Excellent as always. The coaching staff and then the entire support staff. And we do so many things from bringing players in here, just all the logistics. So there's a lot's been into our medical staff. That's such a big part of, you know, our evaluation process.
And Gutekunst says his draft board is pretty much in place.
And really, through this past weekend, we kind of got to a point where, you know, we feel really good about where it's at. We'll probably have one more, you know, meeting this evening and lock it up really till Thursday. There's work to be done between now and then, and things to do. But as far as guys changing on the board, I wouldn't expect that.
Packers have the 25th pick in round number one on Thursday night. Gutekunst has 11 choices overall going in, and says he'd love even more coming out.
Yeah, I mean more at bats, right? You have more chances for hits. So I think. There's never enough. You know, I don't ever subscribe to the thought process, hey, we got a pretty good team. These guys might not have a chance to make the team. I think I've talked a lot about competition in every room and how much that accelerates the growth of your football team. I think that's the best way for your team to move forward. So, you know, you never have enough ammunition to build your rooms so that there's, you know, significant competition in every room. I think that's really important. So we have 11 right now. I'd love to end up with 13, 14 or more. I would never shy away from that.
Couple of other NFL notes. The Kansas City Chiefs extending head coach Andy Reid's contract and general manager Brett Veach through the 2029 season. Andy's been around a long time already, but the Chiefs on the brink of history, trying to become just the second team to win three titles in a row. The only other team to do it, the Green Bay Packers. New York Jets have traded Zach Wilson to the Denver Broncos along with a 7th-round pick to get a 6th-round choice in return. Wilson was the number 2 overall pick in 2021, but Aaron Rodgers is coming back from his Achilles tendon tear. 4 of the 5 quarterbacks taken in the first round just 2 years ago have now already been traded for day 3 draft choices. Only Trevor Lawrence with Jacksonville is still with his original team. And speaking of quarterbacks, Matt Ryan has officially announced his retirement. 14 of his 15 years in Atlanta's final season was with Indianapolis. Ryan was the NFL's MVP in 2016. Let's go to the NBA playoffs, where the Milwaukee Bucks get ready to host the Indiana Pacers in Game 2 of their series at Pfizer Forum on Tuesday night. Bucks took the opener 109-94 with Damian Lillard going off for 35 points in the first half of that game. Head coach Doc Rivers says we got to channel Lillard's big game into another one.
Whenever you have a great player and he does that, it allows everybody to kind of get into their game. But you can't expect that every night. Dame does, you know, but we can't expect that. We have to do more. And we play great, more in the first half. But honestly, there's a lot of things that I think we can do better, and we're going to have to do better if we want to win game 2.
And Lillard says, yeah, the whole point is to hold the Pfizer advantage.
I think anytime you come out and you're able to get that first one off the board, I think you gain a little bit of confidence from it because you know, all right, we got it done. We're not playing from behind. So it's important to do that and also take care of home court.
Tips off at 7:30. Home court is held in 3 playoff series on Monday night. Cleveland Cavaliers lead wire to wire to beat the Orlando Magic 96-86. Donovan Mitchell with 23. They're up 2-0. The New York Knicks with an improbable comeback beat the Philadelphia 76ers 104-101. They were down 5 in the final minute, but Jalen Brunson hits a 3. Stolen inbounds. Dante DiVincenzo with another 3. They blocked a shot with 8 seconds left, tacked out a couple of free throws, and grabbed the game. Head coach Tom Thibodeau on a wild finish.
And oftentimes it's a hustle play here, a hustle play there, just finding a way to win. We had some guys make some big shots, big hustle plays, getting on the floor, coming up with a steal, coming up with a block.
Brunson led with 24. Tyrese Maxey had 35 for the Sixers. Joel Embiid with 34. Head coach Nick Nurse says this one really stings.
Played better in a bunch of areas tonight. obviously difficult when it's so close and you kind of give it away at the end. It's obviously difficult in these circumstances. Just makes the series a little longer.
Yep, New York up 2-0 heading to Philadelphia, and the defending champion Denver Nuggets rally from 20 down to beat the LA Lakers 101-99. It was Jamal Murray hitting a jumper at the buzzer for the win.
I jumped pretty high, faded a lot, and I just lost my balance and fell. And I just saw the ball over the rim. I think AD was in my way, or somebody was in my way. And I just heard everybody scream, and that's how I know it went in. So it was a pretty cool moment.
And Denver up 2-0. Brooklyn Nets have hired Jordy Fernandez as their new head coach. He was an assistant head coach with the Sacramento Kings for the last couple of seasons. Stanley Cup playoffs resuming on Monday night. Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Boston Bruins 3-2. Auston Matthews with a breakaway from the blue line buries the game-winning goal in the third period. Pavel Zacha of the Bruins says it's a series now.
When you beat them first game, you know, they're going to come even better. And every game of the playoffs is harder and harder. So, you know, they came with what we expected. And we just, you know, have to, you know, find a way to win the next one.
Tied at 1. Now going to Toronto. The Carolina Hurricanes were down 3-0 to the New York Islanders. But they rallied for a 5-3 win, scoring 3 goals in the final couple minutes of the game. Jordan Martinook of the Hurricanes felt that rally coming.
I think the last probably 8 minutes of the second period, we were in their zone and just it felt like we were starting to take the game over. And then the third period, obviously, you ride that momentum that you built in the second and just try and keep it going. I felt in the third, it was just wave after wave.
It's now 2-0 Carolina, and two series had their opening games. Out west, the Vegas Golden Knights, the defending Stanley Cup champions, beat the Dallas Stars in Dallas, the top seed in the West. 4-3 was the final in that one. Head coach Bruce Cassidy on stealing the opener on the road.
I thought we played the right way and stuck with it. And we know how to do that. We know how to win. I heard all kinds of comments on the bench, as do they. So, I mean, good teams this time of the year tend to not panic in those situations. We certainly didn't.
And the Edmonton Oilers beat the LA Kings in game 1, 7-4. Zach Hyman with a hat trick. Connor McDavid with 5 assists. Buffalo Sabres have hired Lindy Ruff as their head coach. Actually, have rehired him. He succeeds former Green Bay Gamblers head coach Don Granato, who was let go after 3 seasons. Ruff coached the Sabres from 1997 to 2013. Was the last coach to get him into the Stanley Cup playoffs, and that was in 2011. The USHL's Clark Cup playoffs continuing. Eastern Conference semifinal series between the Green Bay Gamblers and Muskegon Lumberjacks. It's a best of 5, but it's tied at 1. Green Bay stealing one on the road last weekend. Game 3 at the Rec Center faces off Tuesday night at 7:05. Game 4 Wednesday night at 7:05. And now to baseball. Milwaukee Brewers cooled off by the Pittsburgh Pirates after the weekend sweep in St. Louis. Pirates knocked off the Brewers in the opener at PNC Park 4-2. Andrew McCutchen, the one-time Brewer, hitting a solo home run in the first inning off Brewer starter Joe Ross, who would go 5 1/3, giving him just 1 earned run on 6 hits. Pirates broke it open with 3 runs in the 6th, but an error on Jake Bowers opened the floodgates. Reese Hoskins drove in both Brewer runs with a solo home run in the 5th, had an RBI ground out in the 8th. Brewers managed only 5 hits, but manager Pat Murphy says we still had some chances in another tough, close loss.
We had a chance again, played 21 games this year. We've had the winning run on base or at the plate in every game, I think, every game we've played, win or lose. So that's pretty cool. The guys compete.
Brewers now 14-7 on the season, haven't announced a starter for game 2 in the series on Tuesday night because injuries continue to pile up with their pitching staff. Wade Miley lands on the injured list with elbow inflammation, and Jacob Junis was taken to the hospital on Monday night after taking a line drive to the neck during batting practice. He was checked out, is expected to be okay. Elsewhere on the big league scoreboard, Phillies over the Reds 7-0. Atlanta shut out Miami 3-0. St. Louis bouncing back from that Brewer weekend with a 5-3 win over Arizona. San Diego gets by Colorado 3-1. Giants over the Mets 5-2. In the American League, Baltimore beat the LA Angels 4-2. Twins rolled the White Sox 7-0. Blue Jays 5, Royals 3. Tigers beat the Rays 7-1. And the A's shut out the New York Yankees by a 2-0 count. And the PGA Tour finished up the RBC Heritage at a Hilton Head after a 4th round was suspended on Sunday, and Scottie Scheffler did it again. A 3-shot victory, finishing at 19 under par. The Masters champion has won 4 tournaments in his last 5 starts. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.